Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to another edition of Adagio. With me, your host, Drew Darling, here on your favorite community radio station. As we have in the past, I'd like to honor the passing of a magnificent being, Leonard Cohen, who slipped away at the age of 82 this week in 2016. After leaving us with a wealth of material in the form of novels and poetry, performances, and song. And this year, I'd like to start out with a speech he gave in accepting the Spanish Prize that honors significant contributions to science, humanities, and public affairs, known at the time as the Prince of Asturias Awards. It's not a very good recording, but bear with me, it's well worth hearing. Here we are, Leonard Cohen, accepting one of Spain's highest honors.
And now I'm going to tell you very briefly a story of how I got my song. Because I was an indifferent guitar player. I banged the chords. I only knew a few of them. I sat around with my college friends drinking and singing the folk songs or the popular songs of the day. But I never in 1,000 years thought of myself as a musician or as a singer. One day in the early 60s, I was visiting my mother's house in Montreal. The house is beside a park, and in the park, there's a tennis court where many people come to watch the beautiful young tennis players enjoy their sport. I wandered back to this park, which I had known since my childhood, and there was a young man playing a guitar. He was playing a flamenco guitar. And he was surrounded by two or three girls and boys who were listening to him. I loved the way he played. There was something about the way he played that captured me. It was the way I wanted to play and knew that I would never be able to play. And I sat there with the other listeners for a few moments, and then there was a silence, an appropriate silence. I asked him if he would give me guitar lessons. He was a young man from Spain, and we could only communicate in my broken French and his broken French. He didn't speak English. And he agreed to give me guitar lessons. I pointed to my mother's house, which you could see from the tennis court, and we made an appointment. We settled the price, and he came to my mother's house the next day, and he said, "Let me hear you play something." I tried to play something. He said, "You don't know how to play, do you?" I said, "No, I really don't know how to play." He said, "First of all, let me tune your guitar. It's all out of tune." So he took the guitar and he tuned it. He said, "It's not a bad guitar." It wasn't the Conde, but it wasn't a bad guitar. So he handed it back to me. He said, "Now play." Couldn't play any better. He said, "Let me show you some chords." And he took the guitar and he produced a sound from that guitar that I'd never heard. And he played a sequence of chords with a tremolo. And he said, "Now you do it." I said, "It's out of the question. I can't possibly do it." He said, "Let me put your fingers on the frets." And he put my fingers on the frets. And he said, now play." It was a mess. He said, "I'll come back tomorrow." He came back tomorrow. He put my hands on the guitar. He placed it on my lap in the way that was appropriate. And I began again with those six chord progression that many, many flamenco songs are based on. I was a little better that day. The third day, improved, somewhat improved. But I knew the chords now, and I knew that although I couldn't coordinate my fingers with my thumb to produce the correct tremolo pattern, I knew the chords. I knew them very, very well by this point. The next day, He didn't come. He didn't come. I had the number of his boarding house in Montreal. I phoned to find out why he had missed the appointment. And they told me that he'd taken his life, that he committed suicide. I knew nothing about the man. I did not know what part of Spain he came from. I did not know why he came to Montreal. I did not know why he stayed there. I did not know why he appeared in that tennis court. I did not know why he took his life. I was deeply saddened, of course. But now I disclose something that I've never spoken in public. It was those six chords. It was that guitar pattern that has been the basis of all my songs and all my music. So now you will begin to understand the dimensions of the gratitude I have for this country. Everything that you have found favorable in my work comes from this place. Everything that you have found favorable in my songs and my poetry are inspired by this soil. So I thank you so much for the warm hospitality that you have shown my work, because it is really yours, and you have allowed me to affix my signature to the bottom of the page.
You who broke the heart and made it new, who's moving on? Who's kidding who? I loved your moods. I love the way they threaten every single day. Your beauty ruled me, though I knew 'twas more hormonal than the view. Now you're gone, now you're gone, as if there ever was a you. Queen of lilac, queen of blue, who's moving on? Who's kidding who? Who's moving on? Who's kidding who? If it be your will that I speak no more and my voice be still as it was before, I will speak no more. I shall abide until I am spoken for, if it be your will. Patty and Charlie Webb, the Webb sisters.
In my secret life.
This morning, you were moving so fast. Can't seem to loosen my grip on the past. And I miss you so much. There's no one insane. And we're still making love in my secret life, in my secret life. I smile when I'm angry, I cheat and I lie. I do what I get by, but I know what is wrong, and I know what is right, and I die for the truth in my secret.
We've been listening to the master, Leonard Cohen, who left this plane on the 7th of November, 2016, after a life of 82 years that gave us a wealth of music and poetic insight into this life of ours. Throughout 6 decades of music making, Cohen really was more writer than musician, and a highly acclaimed one, winning Canada's highest literary prize for his novels and poetry, and earning acclaim in international reviews most writers dare not even hope for. In his later years, Cohen lived for 10 years in a monastery, becoming a Buddhist monk, after which he released a wealth of new material that, more than any of his previous works, explored the twilight world comprised equally of the spiritual and the physical, where the object of his songs changed from those of love and longing into works of a flawed and errant soul yearning for the clarity and acceptance of the spirit world he was edging closer to. Cohen continued writing and publishing right up until his death, with final works released posthumously. But it was in 2001 and in 2004, with 10 new songs and Dear Heather, that this later period reached a peak. Primarily a poet and secondarily a musician, Cohen tended to rely on others to put music to his words, and these two albums owe much to singer-songwriter Anjani Thomas and Sharon Robinson, who co-wrote one of Cohen's very best songs, this one, more poignant with each passing year.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and the long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows, that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Oh, everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Adagio with me, Drew Darling. And if you'd like to see more detail of the music we're hearing, please visit our website, radioadagio.com. And there you will find a complete playlist and links to this and previous programs that you can listen to anytime you like. As our world seems to be daily further pulling off its hinges, let's hear more of the distilled wisdom of an artist who never stopped seeking higher ground and deeper understanding. Here's a piece in which he gives the lead to his partner and longtime collaborator, Anjani Thomas.
And the pain came through. I get it now. I was there for you. Don't ask me how. I know it's true. I get it now. I was there for you. I make my plans like I always. Drinking wine, drinking wine. Oh. was Arab, dressed as Jew, wore a mask of iron. I was there for you. Boots of glory, boots so foul, the world comes through a bloody town. And death is old, but it's always new. I freeze with fear, and I'm there for you. I see it clear.
You will.
Jesus made. When hatred with his package comes, you forbid delivery. And when the hunger for your touch rises from the hunger, you whisper, room, it looked the same. was nothing left between. The nameless, nameless and the names, all busy in the sunlight. The flecks did float.
I'd like to feature another Cohen composition that is certainly one of his finest works, yet one that is very little known, and I've never heard it get any airplay. It is one he adapted from a poem by the Greek poet Constantine Cavafy about grace in the face of incalculable loss. Based on the destruction of Alexandria in Roman times, in Cavafy's telling and in Leonard Cohen's reshaping, the fall of the glorious city is personified into a woman named Alexandria who is leaving her lover. But no matter, what it's really about is a call for courage and composure, even in the face of all you hold dear slipping through your fingers.
Suddenly the night has grown colder. God of love, preparing to depart. Alexandra hoisted on his shoulder. They slip between the sentries of the heart, upheld by the simplicities of pleasure. They gain the light, they formlessly entwine. And radiant beyond your widest measure, they fall among the voices and the wine. It's not a trick, your senses all deceiving. A fitful dream, the morning will exhaust. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving. Then say goodbye to Alexandra long. Even though she sleeps upon your satin, even though she wakes you with a kiss, do not say the moment was imagined. Do not stoop strategies like this. Has someone long prepared for this to happen? Go firmly to the window, drink it in. Exquisite music, Alexandra laughing. Your first commitment, tangible again. And you who had the honor of her evening, and by that honor had your own restored. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving. Alexandra leaving with her Lord. Even though she sleeps upon your Saturn, even though she wakes you with a kiss, do not say the moment was imagined. Do not stoop to strategies like this. Has someone long prepared for the occasion? In full command every plan you write. Do not choose a coward's explanation that hides behind the cause and the effect. And you who were bewildered by a meaning whose code was broken, crucifix uncrossed, say goodbye to Alexandra leaving. Then say goodbye to Alexandra lost. Say goodbye to Alexandra leaving. Say goodbye to Alexandra lost.
Again, if you'd like to see the details of what we've been hearing, please visit our website, radioadagio.com. We'll go out this week with a plaintive cry, a prayer, really, Leonard Cohen composed for the United States. Have a great week, everyone. Try your very best, give it all you've got, then let go of the outcome. Or as the 12-steppers say, let go and let God. But do come back here next week for another edition of Adagio. Bye for now.
Stand. Don't really have the temperament to lend a helping hand. Don't really know who sent me to raise my voice and say, may the lights in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. What you really think of me, what I really think. the millions in a prison that wealth has set apart, for the Christ who has not risen from the caverns of the heart, for the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice and pray. May the light in the land of plenty, may the light in the land of plenty, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. I know I said I'd meet you, I'd meet you at the store, but I can't buy it, baby, can't buy it anymore. And I don't really know who sent me to raise my voice and say, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday. For the innermost decision that we cannot but obey, for what's left of our religion, I lift my voice and pray. May the light in the land of plenty, may the lights in the land of, may the light in the land of plenty shine on the truth someday.